Solar energy is slowly making headway throughout the Ohio Valley, a region long dominated by the fossil fuel industry. But solar policies around the region still vary. As Katie Myers reports, solar advocates are hoping to change more than just how people get their electricity. They also want to change the balance of power between customers and utilities as well.
How many do we have up there? 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Erin Bottomley directs St. Vincent's Mission, serving hundreds of hungry people in Floyd County, Kentucky. She's pointing out the solar panels that have allowed them to reduce overhead costs and focus on community service.
27 panels on top, and that runs the volunteer house, the home repair garage, woodworking shop, and our RV pad.
With solar, St. Vincent's Mission saw its bills drop from $250 per month to $15. That's because of net metering credits. These credits help make solar affordable. Selling clean energy back to the grid pays for the installation costs. That may change with a proposal before the state's Public Service Commission that would reduce net metering payments, cutting the value of new solar installations by up to 80%. And that could hurt a lot of people, says Kara Cooper of the Kentucky Solar Advocacy Network.
We find tons of small businesses. We find tons of nonprofits. We find a lot of people who are on fixed incomes who are choosing rooftop solar.
Cooper has been organizing opposition to the move, which was proposed by investor-backed utility Kentucky Power. In January, Kentucky Power asked the commission to approve this change, along with a rate hike of 11%. A 2019 bill made this possible, allowing Kentucky utilities and the commission to set net metering rates. The commission is set to hear the issue in May. Kentucky Power did not respond to a request for comment. Next door in Ohio, solar is booming, at least in some forms. Policymakers there are encouraging some large-scale solar, but not rooftop solar, which Ohio utilities have attempted to fight in the past.
They're a little bit more okay with renewables if they own and operate those systems, right?
That's Gilbert Michaud, an energy policy analyst at Ohio University.
They're okay with, hey, we're going to build a big wind farm, or hey, we're going to build a big solar farm, because we are owning and operating the system. That is still sort of within the purview of our monopolistic control over pieces of the market, right?
Michaud says most utilities prefer large-scale clean energy. Large solar farms directly feed the grid without loss of revenue. In some cases, those installations are owned by corporations that have renewable energy goals, like Amazon. That business imperative is even helping solar grow in coal-heavy West Virginia, where some lawmakers see all scales of solar as linked to economic growth. West Virginia's legislature has now voted to expand funding and protection for solar 2 years in a row, supported by key Republicans who say clean energy is big business. But for Kara Cooper, decentralized solar power means something different. Political power for utility customers. Cooper sees solar as part of a bigger strategy, which she calls energy democracy.
How can we engage with the Public Service Commission? How can we educate people about the role that we can play in that process? And how can we give everyday folks more of a voice in the decision-making around our electricity?
Back at St. Vincent's Mission, Bottomley looks forward to using freed-up funds to bolster their community programs.
Yeah, we want to do services that help people come out of poverty, not just support people while they're in poverty.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Katie Myers in Floyd County, Kentucky.
The Ohio Valley Resource has support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio. You can find this and other stories from the resource at our website, wkyufm.org.